Be proud, be strong, be a man boy lover.
And welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Welcome back to the show. Episode number 286 of the program. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for being a part of our world, blah, blah, blah. Join our two things you need to do. Join our Reddit group. The name of the website Reddit escaped me briefly there. Join our Reddit group, TBLS_podcast on Reddit. Go there. Be part of the group. Rate each show on the ladle scale. It's kind of fun. It was especially because last week I said we have listeners from all over the country and more people should be on the Reddit. And then some guy on the Reddit was like, hey, I'm on Reddit. And also I'm in fucking Dubai. I listen to your show in fucking Dubai. Here's what I do. I go out and I go to the that super tall hotel that looks like a sailboat. I go there, and then after that I go to the malls that exclusively sell gold items. Every store is just different kinds of gold. I go there, and then I go snowboarding indoors because I live in Dubai. And then I listen to your podcast. I made those first three parts up, but he does listen to the podcast. Yeah, that's pretty fucking cool that somebody in Dubai reached out on the Reddit page to say he listened to the show. So go there, get involved in the conversation there. Secondly, Patreon. I'll be honest. I don't know what I picked. Ed and I have been picking games every week on Patreon. And Ed, you know, he pays attention to this shit. He like knows the players and stuff and teams. And so he picks the college games, and those are pretty good. And then me, I pick the NFL games, and I'm just guessing mostly. I mean, educated guess, but who knows? But the last week I was drunk, and so I don't even know what I picked other than my guy Gardner Minshew, and he covered. So I had that one. I had old Gardner Minshew. I know I got one of the three I picked. I might be 3-0. I don't know because I don't remember the other two games I picked. And also I haven't gone back and listened. So if you listened, maybe you can let me know. Reach out via email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. But the point is you should go to Patreon and listen to, cause I believe I also ranted about Felicity Huffman having to go to jail for paying somebody to proctor her kid's test, which I'm not like on her side about. It just seems weird to me that this is a thing our government is pursuing. That's all I'm saying. So go there, patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. Get the picks, but then also get drunk rantings that I did. And I was drunk ranting, but because I appeared on an internet talk show, a Periscope show Friday night. And maybe I was nervous. I don't usually drink on Fridays unless some playing golf or something. And maybe I was just like, oh, I got to do this thing. So I had some beers beforehand and during. And I was featured guest on the Woodscopes show. Check that out on Twitter. Woodscopes, I believe, is the Twitter handle. Jeff 12wood had me on a show. I talked a lot. I feel like I talked too much. I don't know. Again, I haven't listened back. I don't really like go back and review things I've done. But if you heard me there, I appreciate you listening. It was fun to do. I appreciate Jeff, you having me on. Thank you very much for that. It was fun appearance. Okay. That's it. That's all the housekeeping. Joining me now, as he does every week, it's Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, I think I went 3-2-1. I'm off to a bad start.
That's a lot of picks.
I know. I'm not feeling it this year. Something's off.
Oh, well, don't tell him that. We want him to subscribe.
Well, the fact that I'm...
Tell him you're about to go 6-0.
Yeah, I'm doing my worst and still 3-2-1. Like,
that's true. That's true.
Yeah. I've seen... not in the last week, but I forgot to recommend. I've seen two good movies lately.
Oh, was
good,
one
Good Boys, which is like it's like super bad for seventh graders, I think.
Oh,
Seth yeah, Rogen produced. It's fucking good. It's like really good. It's very entertaining.
Everything Seth Rogen makes is good. There's nothing Seth Rogen makes that's bad, so of course it's good.
It's like there's a lot of sexual stuff, but at the same time, it's dealt with in the way middle school boys don't know what the fuck they're talking about or doing. So
extremely difficult line to walk. Very hard to be funny in that realm. Yeah, that's amazing.
They don't really understand what anal beads are, but like there's something like there's that kind of stuff. It's a funny movie. It's definitely worth seeing. It's a good movie. And this weekend, I saw the Jennifer Lopez stripper movie, Hustlers.
So don't say anything, because I mean it's just. First of all, Jennifer Lopez is in it. She's a lightweight, right? So you're like, isn't a real...
Hang on
I know,
second.
Right. This is... Yes.
I mean, I'm not putting him in the same category. But like Nicolas Cage, she has the capability of being good in some stuff. The movie Out of Sight. And she was fantastic. I read the book first, and she like played it exactly how it was supposed to be played. And it was a real weird movie, but she did a good job. And U-Turn, the Oliver Stone's. She was good.
Yes.
And that was like, both of those were like 20 years ago. And she's been in a lot of terrible shit. But I'm just saying, she's not terrible if you give her a role like a Bronx-born stripper.
Right. Not far from the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
And I want to say the first 20 minutes of the movie, 25 minutes, you're essentially just seeing her and you're seeing her strip. And she gives a shit about you in the audience the same way the strippers give a shit about you when you're seeing them up live in person.
Love it.
It's the same thing.
Loving it.
It actually is like a pretty good movie. Like it's about, I don't know if this is specifically a true story or based on true of strippers getting guys fucked up and stealing from them.
Yeah, no, it's some chick wrote a book or something, right? From Scores.
Yeah, I know this stuff went down. I just wasn't sure if this was supposed to be based on like true-ish things or if this was actually the story somebody told. But this stuff went down. It was entertaining. I gotta say, I enjoyed it.
So that's what I was going to say.
It's also the what's the Crazy Rich Asians?
Constance Wu.
Yeah. She's good looking, but I mean,
she's very attractive.
But it is, and you see, and what's her name? Cardi B is in it. There are a lot of like stripping.
Professional stripper.
Yeah, professional stripper. And I mean, J-Lo.
Come on.
You're seeing everything, but like you're seeing, she's wearing almost nothing. So no,
I love it.
She doesn't get nude, but when you have a piece of dental floss in your ass,
that's even hotter.
Yeah,
it's even better.
Yeah, like you're seeing that for a lot of the beginning of the movie, and it's just kind of it feels true because they talk about these, you know, Wall Street jerk-offs going to Scores, and I felt very familiar with the setting.
Yeah. So so that's what I was going to say is that this Jennifer Lopez, she's only ever been in a couple good movies and they were all a really long time ago. And then ever since then it's made in Manhattan.
Crap. It's absolute crap. But I'm saying this one, I think she does a good job, like legitimately does a good job. And like I think it's a relatively well-written movie. Like it's a good movie. I would say it was a B. Like don't have crazy expectations, but like I found it to be a pretty well done movie with her starring and doing a good job.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say is that I kind of had written it off like hadn't really paid any attention to it, but then you are like the fourth person I've heard say, oh no, this is a good movie. Like it's a good movie. As a matter of fact, people are suggesting that Jennifer Lopez could be nominated for awards for her performance in this movie. That they're saying it's that good of a movie. So
if they,
I'm gonna check it out.
If they gave her the supporting actress, it's still true. Every year when I read the nominations, parts are great parts for women are still light. So it wouldn't shock me. That a supporting actress nod, although it would, that might be going a little far, but she does a good job.
Good for her. That's awesome.
And my goodness, like it's entertaining enough, but the first like 20 minutes, you are seeing J-Lo.
That I like.
But that movie Good Boys, that movie Good Boys is like like several laugh out loud kind of. Like it's fucking funny. It's dipshit middle schoolers trying to like learn about sex and that kind of stuff. It's fun.
Oh, I'm into
it's,
all that.
It's like Superbad though. The same kind of pacing and everything.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. We'll see. We'll check it out. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
That's it. Okay. We have a couple emails. Our guy Chuck, the guy with Peyronie's disease, mm-hmm. He has an update for us. I'd love to say this is a joke, but trust me, it's real. And so he sent us, and I forgot to call it up, his like treatment plan where it's like a picture of a dick. And did I send it to you?
Yeah, you sent it.
It's like a picture of a dick and it's like, here's how you stretch your dick out. And then after you get the injection in your dick, once you receive the dick injection, then you gotta stretch it a certain way. The whole thing just sounds awful, but he wants to let us know. The good news is I had my final treatment today. I'm finally getting this situation straightened out. Winky emoji. For your reading enjoyment, one of the sides of my instruction page. Thank you for that, Chuck. We're happy for you that you worked through. I'm happy that you let us know the details of Peyronie's disease because I didn't know this existed. And now it totally fucking freaks me out. And I have a tremendous amount of empathy for you. Good job, Chuck. I hope your dick is, I assume it's like not all the way straight now, but like mostly straight.
He's
straightish,
and this no pun intended, but he's in the home stretch. Maybe I said that because I'm reading the instruction manual that he sent over, and it says the word stretch like 45 times.
It's very. I've called it up. It's very intensive. Like there's pictures of here's how you got to hold it, and then it's like for the 6 weeks after each treatment cycle,
hold the stretch for 30 seconds.
Yes, it's like grasp the tip of your penis with the fingers of one hand and hold the base with the fingers of your other hand. Gently pull your penis away from your body to its full length. Hold the stretch for 30 seconds. Let go and allow your penis to return to its normal, unrestricted length. Do this stretching 3 times each day, only when the penis is not erect. I mean, it's just...
I think you've stretched this segment about as far as it can go.
Yeah, it's just a whole thing. So thanks for the update, Chuck.
Good luck and congrats.
Yes, we're happy for you. Here's another interesting one. Hey, ballers. Hope all is well. I'll do my best to keep this short. I have a guy that works for me that has a unique and likely unknown talent. This is working in offices. You know, you got these people that are microwaving their fish. They're, you know, playing their music or whatever. There's all sorts of people doing all sorts of things. They're praying and meditating, whatever. I have a guy that works for me that has a unique and likely unknown talent. By accident, we have found that he reacts to throat clearing or coughing with horse noises.
Like a reaction, or he just, this is like him busting on people.
I don't know. It's interesting. Like you feel
like is this young Frankenstein, you know, Frau Farbrichina, and then the horse whinny in the background?
Yes. Yeah.
No, not Frau Farbrichina. That's from Austin Powers. But anyway, yeah.
Yes, I know what you mean. I've attached some samples of his work. I'm typically triggering it with the first cough, followed by his brilliance. Oh, so he's making him, he's sort of juicing the horse whinny with his coughs. Now, I pride myself as a mature, competent leader in the office, which is precisely why after giving him some work, I say, look at Joe. Boy, he's off to the races, or we can't waste time galloping in circles. Thoughts on having Rights of Bill or Brad possibly dropping an EDM beat to it?
Wow.
I can get more. It's really on command. Okay, let's listen to this. He says number four. He sent me four samples. I haven't listened to him. He says number four is the best one. And is that right? He said four, yeah. But we got to listen to the whole thing. So let's see if this works.
Right over that. Yeah, we could.
Aren't they going to work around all
these? Yeah. But this is kind of like a dumb piece.
Yeah. Well, I thought saying it'll fit right there in the hallway.
Hold on.
I didn't hear it the first couple times, and then I just heard it.
What? I think it's just only at the end. Let's hear that again.
Well, I thought saying it'll fit right there in the hallway.
So, hold on. What's happening there? This is not on purpose.
He's
just triggered to cough, and his cough sounds like a horse whinnying. That's an accident. Yes, yeah. That's. What a maniac! I would not encourage.
You gotta call HR. Because you know what? How uncomfortable a meeting do they have to have? We've been getting reports of horse-like activity, equine activity in the cubicle over here.
Right. What the fuck? Now I want to listen to another one. Let's. He's got a few samples. Let's see how this other one sounds. You have to really listen close to that one, because the cough it's great. The cougher is much closer to the phone, and the whinnier is much further away. Okay, let's try again. Oh, it's not as good. Hold on, now I want to hear another one. I'm sorry, I got that. I'm very intrigued by this.
I can't get up for this.
Yeah. Okay, let's see how this one sounds. This dude. I need to know what else is going on with this dude, because I feel like he's weird at home. Like, everything about this guy's got
to
be
nuts. You need to print out like a movie poster, like little pictures of like War Horse and the Black Stallion. Just every day, put a new thing there.
Farlap.
Hidalgo. I'm trying to think of all horse-related
Secretariat.
Movies.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Okay. Thank you for that. He didn't sign it. I don't want to give him away, so we'll just leave it anonymous.
Remember that HBO show where they just murdered all the horses? Is that Luck?
Yeah, that was a good show. Luck. It had Dustin Hoffman, yeah. Nick Nolte.
They had a lot of dead, like a pile of dead horses, though.
Yeah. Was it it wasn't the Wire guy. It was the, what's the Western one? Deadwood.
Yes,
it was the Deadwood Milch. Guy that made it. Yeah, Milch. I was really into that. And then they're like, oh, some of the horses died. Well, guess what? It's a fucking horse track. Like, yeah. Horses die at horse tracks. It's,
yeah. You know, Santa Anita is murdering them at a clip you've never seen before.
Right. It's just.
There's so much glue.
It just happens. Like, it's just part of the deal. So, okay. We have some voicemails. Hold on. Let me see. So, according to Twitter, our friend Telly got loose on the voicemail.
Uh-oh.
To the tune of three calls.
Oh, he tweeted us about this weekend.
Yeah, he's like, only play fam, only play one or something. Look, I got to see what's doing.
It's
going
to be tough to top the horse whinnying guy.
Yes. Oh, we got a bunch of voicemails. Hold on. Let's dig into the voicemail here.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish.
Miss you, Ish. Miss you, buddy. Wish you were... Wish you'd email again. Feel free to send us another just regular email like they did a couple weeks ago. And we do have a voicemail from Manuel, so let's knock this out quickly.
Easy Edward, bright Becks, Ballas, what is up? Shout out to T Raj, Stewie. Hey man, so caught you on the 12 Wood. That was an epic convo. Found out a lot of things. Right?
That's the show that I was drunk on Friday night. Wood Scopes.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, the thing, I've mentioned this before. I'm not a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah.
So I don't get to hear what you've offered.
Oh, yeah. But this is somebody else's thing.
I didn't know that you were promoting it, so I didn't hear
about it. Yeah, I probably tweeted about it, but it would have been late your time. It's like a show he does on Periscope. It's pretty good. Like I was kind of watching it while I was on it.
Periscope is it's like a Skype type thing, right? Your broadcast.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. It's like a streaming app.
No, I didn't know you were an old school Jim Rome emailer, but let me cut to the chase. Good job there. It's not why I called. You know me always questioning Hollywood, and my latest one with football season rolling around once again is, who the hell did Ellis DeGeneres bribe in Hollywood, and why do we get force-fed Ellis DeGeneres every damn time that Channel 4 starts their football season up? Like, hey, we grow.
What is Ellis genitals?
That dude has a show on Ellen.
Ellen.
Oh, Ellen.
At some point or whatever.
He's giving Ellen a man's name because he finds her masculine.
Like he did with Leslie Jones.
Oh, yeah, he did that. That was just his last call. He's doing the same thing again?
Buddy, not everybody has to be the same.
Right. She's a big property on their network. I've never encountered this, by the way, whatever he's talking about.
Her probably horny housewives, senior citizens, losers who don't have a job. I don't know what her audience is. But,
I'm going to jump ahead and see if there's a question.
Fascination, a TV set every time Channel 4 gets a chance. Okay, I don't care about that stupid talk show.
Channel 4 is the local NBC affiliate. And he doesn't like... that they do run promos.
Lot of hype around? I'm certainly aware the show exists, and I think
it's a daytime show,
pretty
right?
Pretty successful for a daytime show.
Yeah,
but
it's like Dinah Shore.
But it doesn't kind of overwhelm you in the cultural universe, right?
She likes to dance.
Yeah, and. And he listed, he's like, I don't know who's watching it, except for maybe, some housewives and some, and he listed like seven demographics that are watching it. Okay, so that's kind of how it works. I used to watch, when I was in college, I used to watch The Price is Right. I know it's there. I know Drew Carey's the host. Good show, but like.
He's killing it.
It doesn't affect my life anymore. Like,
he's killing it.
I don't know.
I like I used to like the Regis and Kelly because I like Kelly.
Yeah.
So I used to watch that.
Do you think she has my autograph framed or?
I would hope
she
so.
She keeps it in a drawer.
I hope she's got it. And you know, my my daughter watches the Riverdale on Netflix, which is like the Archie comics based.
Yeah, but it's like a teen heartthrobby show, right?
Soap opera.
Yeah.
And Kelly Ripa's husband is on it, Mark Consuelos.
Beautiful and small.
This man is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like hard to look at. I think he's close to 50 years old and he's just chiseled.
Yeah.
He's tan, smooth, not a wrinkle on his face. I mean, the guy is so fucking handsome. It's ridiculous. Okay. Thanks for that, Manuel. Let's get into this telly shit. I'm going to start at the beginning and just see what's going on because I'm concerned. I think telly may be spiraling.
What's up, boys? Telly Teapot here. Fucking wrecked. Good night, though. So a little catch up on the other shit.
So telly is, to just refresh the audience, if you're not hashtag Team Current episode, he's in a bit of a love quandary where there's a girl.
He got ghosted.
He got ghosted. There's a girl he likes, and she went away on a meditation retreat, and things sounded like things were going pretty well when she went away. And then she came back and just didn't reconnect with Telly. And Telly, who's, you know, he likes to play the field. He likes to, you know, he's a bachelor out there. He wasn't expecting it, but he's real bummed out. And then I don't know if it's been made clear on this show. Part of the reason is Telly Tuput, obviously big golfer. She's a member at some country club. And so part of it's, there's a two pronged thing going on here where he liked her. He caught feelings, but in addition to the feelings that he caught feelings for that prime tea time every week at the Boulder Country Club or wherever she's a member.
I don't know. I got to speed this shit up. She had other shit going on. She's still in Scottsdale. Came back to Colorado for 2 days, left again. She's a lawyer here, so she left her job. And I don't know. Now I'm waiting it out. I don't think I'm going to be able to play Boulder Country Club again, but her fucking family is rich.
That's important.
Rich.
That's important.
So
it's the most important thing.
I don't know. I might wait it out. I'm fucking super drunk, though.
Yep.
And, I'm watching these two dogs kind of fight. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. See you, boys. Have a good night. Brian, you're the best. Walk off. Fuck yourself.
Okay. All right. Okay. So now here's it. Let's see what the next one.
Okay.
The next one's only 30 seconds.
So I.
Oh my God.
Tell these two putts here. But I heard Brian Bechner is not allowed in the magic fucking castle.
That's true.
I never heard about the magic castle until this last week. But we need to figure out why Brian Bechner is not allowed in the magic castle.
Okay, I'm going to listen to one more of your voicemails and then I'm going to explain the answer to that.
You know what, B? I kind of envy you. Your fucking West Coast lifestyle.
There's a lot of pausing here. Yeah.
You can't hang with us. Like,
oh, I can't?
Midwest? I'm not even saying Midwest.
You don't live in the Midwest.
Colorado.
Yeah.
You can't hang with us, bro.
Oh, I can't?
You fucking, all you do, you and Paul, you guys eat ass.
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah.
What?
We don't eat ass.
He's
here.
He's saying we eat ass.
We're not going to eat ass.
They don't eat ass in Colorado? I bet they do.
We might hike mountains.
I do that. I like to hike.
But we don't do the shit you guys do. Okay. And Fancy will tell you. I guarantee Fancy knows. Like, we don't fucking do the shit you guys do.
Okay. Like what?
You guys eat ass. Oh. We don't.
Oh, all right. Oh, that's fancy. What you know about Colorado.
We just fucking live our life.
Okay. All right. So Telly was asking me on Twitter.
Thanks for cutting me out of the process, Telly.
Telly was asking me on Twitter if I'd ever been to the Magic Castle. And I said, no, but I have a friend.
Is this Disney? Friend of the what is the Magic Castle?
No. It's like a magician's. It's a famous. I don't even know exactly. It's like a famous magician's hangout in L.A.
But like Hollywood. Joe Bluth?
Right. But so you can't go unless you're a member. And you can't go there. And so they have
shows.
This
is like the Friars Club for magicians.
Kind of. Yes. And it's you can't go unless you're a member or unless you're a guest of a member. And my friend, former guest of the show, Gary Dauberman,
yep.
Writer of the current blockbuster,
It
Chapter 2, by the way. Yeah. He's a member. And I'm like, dude.
Is he dabbling magic? When are,
yes, he does. He fucking, of course he dabbles in magic. He's a huge nerd. And he's like, hey, I can't take you to the Magic Castle. And I go, why not? And he goes, well, first of all, you got to wear a jacket. And I knew that. I know that. I'm like, I got a jacket. I'll wear a jacket. I want to go. And he's like, and the other thing is like, I don't want you embarrassing me. Mm. And I'm like, what? He's like, cause you're not going to appreciate the magic, which is a lie. That's just a mischaracterization. And then he's like, and you'll probably heckle.
Whoa.
Which I definitely would not do. Heckle. I would never heckle. Yes.
I hate hecklers.
Me too. I don't want to be the show. I want to go and view the show. So currently I have no plans to go to the Magic Castle, but I think I've worn down enough. My friend, who happens to be a member at the Magic Castle, to score an invite. So I'm not banned from there. I just the one person I know that's a member refuses to bring me, but I'm gonna try to go because I've heard it's a cool thing. Like you go in, there's all these magicians doing magic. It's pretty badass. Also, they're trying to trick you. You know, these magicians are tricking you all the time, and I like to try to figure out what the trick is. I like to get a little, you know, try to work on it in my head. Okay, one more voicemail, then we're going to get into the sports.
Hey, guys. Hey, the Telly Tuput phenomenon that is happening.
This Telly Tuput's taking over the show. This guy is just Mr. Popular all of a sudden.
Right now, is it like the baller lifestyle version of the Stern Whack Pack? And if so...
Yes, it is.
Who are the Stern, the baller lifestyle whack pack?
This is a fantastic call.
I mean, is it?
You got Manuel.
Telly Tuput.
Yep.
Walk off. I don't know. But I think that we need to discuss baller lifestyle whack packers. Anyway, this is Drew in Houston. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay.
Excellent question.
Yeah, that's great. So we got Manuel.
So,
Telly Tuputz. So I don't know how
Ish would be like a whack packer that faded out, like Elegant Elliot often, somebody like that.
Yeah. Or Underdog Lady.
Well, she was on yesterday. I mean, not
Oh, is she back?
No, but what they do is they send out Shuli. Shuli will like do reports on her, yeah. So they get content out of her, but she refuses to go on the show.
Gotcha. Well, that could be Ish because Ish.
Right. If we had a reporter, we would definitely send him to go check out
to Memphis.
Dylan. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'd like to go to Memphis and have some rendezvous ribs.
Telly, obviously, he's Jeff the Drunk.
Yes.
I mean, he's a little more, I assume, because he's a golfer, I assume all of his limbs function. And I don't believe he is collecting any state welfare, keeping him going. And I believe both his eyes look the same direction. But for obvious reasons, Telly would be Jeff the Drunk from Stern.
Right.
And then that's real. And then Manuel's kind of your high pitch Eric.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's not, I'm not calling him a dwarf, but he had the angry drunken dwarf, Hank. Like, he's got that. He's not drunk and he's not a dwarf, but he does have that. Like, he's maybe, or Eric, the actor.
RIP. Yes.
He's got an angry bent when he calls in.
Eric the actor. Here's the thing about the Eric the actor. I fucking hated Eric the actor's guts, and I realized when he died that I was in such a small minority because everyone else fucking loved him. Speaking of that, the aforementioned Gary Dauberman, friend of the show, magician.
Has he flown with balloons?
He has not flown with balloons, but he once drove from Southern California to Sacramento to attend an Eric the Actor appearance.
Wow.
That's how big a fan he was. So I don't know. We'd have to really collect our own whack pack because we've had people sort of come and go.
I once high-fived Beetlejuice on the street in Hoboken.
Low-fived.
Yeah, it was a low five for me, but it was like 1 a.m, and it was one of my favorite celebrity sightings ever.
No, that's great, but I would, and I'm not a germ phobe or anything.
Yes, I know. He often soils himself, so I did wash after.
Yeah, straight. I'd go straight to some Purell, good sanitizing soap. And just whatever's going on there, deal with it. Okay, thanks for that, Drew. Telly, fantastic calls as always. Manuel also called. Appreciate everybody that reaches out. If you would like to be a caller to this show, 949-464-TBLS. If you have thoughts on Telly's lawyer / country club member girlfriend who's disappeared to Scottsdale for some reason... Maybe she's joined a cult, Nexium. Maybe she's moved on to a higher calling. Who knows? Call us, 949-464-TBLS, and we'd love to hear from you.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own choice.
Ed, this is a sports show. People go, hey, people are always like, hey, what's your podcast about? And I go, it's like kind of about sports, but not. It's hard to explain, right?
Yeah. Well, I would say we try to find the people to bust on in the sports world. And like, we like to shame people who deserve shaming.
That's right.
We don't bust on somebody for striking out. We bust on somebody who's an asshole for bilking people out of money or something like that. We try to shame people in the sports world. Well, we did last week. We shamed Drew Brees for his bullshit with Focus on the Family.
And then he got sorted out on the field.
Yeah, he certainly did.
Karma.
And there is a New Orleans sports radio host who happens to be gay that he wrote, a column about this. And the radio station he worked for retweeted with comment and just put fag on it.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What?
And then they deleted the tweet, but as you know, once the tweet's out there.
How does that happen?
Because they love their breezes down there. They love breezes.
Oh my God.
Even though he's a monster, even though this guy works for you.
That is.
I mean, holy shit. And they'll be like, they'll take, you know, some intern and yeah. maybe an intern did it, but that's what's going to happen. Or if it hasn't already happened, an intern will, oh, he was acting like a rogue operator when, you know.
Yeah. Well, these things are vetted, even at radio stations where they're maybe not have the greatest social media savvy. Mm-hmm. There's no way you give a lowly intern, the keys to the Twitter account and then just let him do his thing unvetted. Like somebody has to look at what he's doing before it goes out. Any corporate Twitter, social media, any of those accounts that goes through some sort of a vetting process. You can't just no low level staffer can fall on his fucking sword for calling somebody a fag on Twitter. There's no, it has to go higher up. The
actual tweet was, so this guy, Seth Dunlap, wrote, which of these five, quote, overreactions isn't actually an overreaction? You tell me. And then it was, I guess, in regards to his story. And WWL Radio wrote with that, like, retweet with comment, that you're a fag.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Well, they don't have a lot. They don't have a lot down there. They just
minor league baseball, the baby cakes, I think, something like
right,
that. Like they're
right. And
they got LSU is what, an hour away?
Yeah, exactly.
But and beyond football.
The Pelicans.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They do have a basketball team that Anthony Davis just forced his way out.
Right. So there's not really, they got Brandon Ingram. I don't think he's really caught any attention down there yet. It's really all about the Saints, but you can like your quarterback. You know, he's just a football player. You can like him playing football, but you can also disapprove of the fact that he's doing commercials for a hate group.
Yeah.
You can separate those
things. I
think
many in Pittsburgh have had to do that with their quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They have.
And speaking of which, there was a tremendous Onion headline today. Ben Roethlisberger assures women of Pittsburgh he's not done yet.
Yes. That's so awful. I agree.
A, quote, curvier high school swimmer won only to be disqualified because of a, quote, suit wedgie.
So because that's considered an advantage?
Right. Everybody, people are shaving, you know, men are shaving their legs to get the best advantage. So a woman that a young woman that is just a little bit curvier, somehow she's disqualified. Now, do you think the disqualification was handed out by a bitter woman or a guy that's struggling?
It was probably they brought the DA/chief of police from that tiny northern Italian town that got that got Amanda Knox. Yeah. They've brought him over to be the a swimming judge in Anchorage where this took place.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. Like if it were, and you know, there's no way that if it were a dude
who just was just packing in his speedo.
Right. Yeah. Or like part of his balls, you know, like just a little, like some ball skin came out the side of his speedo while he was fucking swimming because you're trying to swim your fucking fastest in the water and shit's just going on. There's no way if he gets out of the water and he's won the race, they'd be like, oh, a fucking ball wedgie violation. We have to take away this guy's medal. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, you puritanical fucks.
Yeah.
Like no one is trying to fuck you. No one is trying to poison your kids' brains with a little bit of a curvy ass hanging out. Like, I think we could all use a little bit more of that, honestly. Go fuck yourself.
Absolutely. NFL folk hero already, ex-Wazoo quarterback Gardner Minshew. He stretches pregame in the locker room with nothing but a jock strap on.
Fuck yeah, he does.
Love this dude.
Yeah. You know why? Because he's Gardner Minshew. And you know what? This is the kind of guy that wins fucking football games. This is the kind of guy
that teams rally around.
Yes, they get behind. They like a fucking guy like this.
This is Mayfield kind of guy. When they could not figure out what it was about him,
right?
But he just he gets the guys rallied around him.
Yes, absolutely. It's an intangible aspect. And this Gardner Minshew, his story is just fucking nuts. Because was he at East Carolina?
No. I think he was like Eastern Washington. He was in FCS, and then had like 1 year, and he was either going to be a GA at Alabama and just say, fuck it, I'll get into coaching. And he went with Mike Leach, who let him sling it, and he won the job.
Yeah.
And
now he's in the fucking NFL.
He's an NFL starting quarterback.
He was about to go try his hand at coaching.
He was about to be a coach. This is 2 years ago.
Yes. He was about to go try his hand at coaching, and Mike Leach is like, hey, you're pretty good. You graduated. Come up here. We throw it 50-plus times every game. Just come here and see how that works out for you. And guess what? He fucking won 11 football games because he's a winner.
He's fucking awesome.
Love that guy.
So the opposite of that kind of quarterback.
All right.
Trent Dilfer.
Game manager. Fresno State. He hands it off.
Well,
hands it off. And then sometimes he'll pretend. He'll play action. He'll pretend to hand it off. And then he'll look for somebody about 3 or 4 yards away. And he'll the tight end usually. And he'll throw it to that guy.
Yeah, well, a couple years ago, all his shitty takes on quarterback play just disappeared off of ESPN.
They had a big purge at ESPN. And he was part of it. Like, he was there. Who's the guy with all the concussions and the big tie knot? We played on Pittsburgh.
Oh, Merrill fullback. Hodge.
Merrill Hodge. He got the axe.
Dude,
a lot of dudes
rocking
used
the
to
flat
see every
top
day.
In the 20, yeah. 20 teens.
Yeah, yeah, he got cut.
He's going with
time.
The Johnny Unitas look. Well, Dan Lebatard was talking about, I don't know how it came up, but he was talking about when Trent Dilfer was trying to negotiate his deal with ESPN, and he was trying to negotiate private plane travel, saying, well, Kirk Herbstreit gets it, so I should too.
Right, yeah. Well, here's the problem. Well, first of all, props to Trent Dilfer, because you got to shoot your shot. Like, you want
shoot for the moon and fall among the stars. Is that
right? Exactly. Like, the way you're for sure not going to get a private jet is if you don't ask. If you want a private jet, you need to fucking ask for a private jet.
But when you're the analyst on NFL Live at 3 p.m.,
that's a problem.
You're not getting a private jet.
Because they can just go get a Hasselback.
Right.
Or like someone like a Hasselback.
I'm sure
like
the McCown brothers are coming up on their TV careers.
See, just like any of those guys can do that. And for whatever reason, they've placed a high value on Kirk Herbstreit. He's on their fucking biggest properties, the biggest college football games they have, their fucking college football show. He's in a different league than you. He gets a jet. He lives in Ohio.
Right. Just, I mean, he should know this. When he was in the NFL, there are certain quarterbacks who get a lot of respect, and then there are certain that are just there to manage the game. Don't fuck it up.
Didn't he? And when he was managing the game for Baltimore, wasn't that because he was drafted in Tampa, and Tampa was like, hey, this isn't working out. You can leave, and they just cut him.
Yes.
And then Baltimore's like, we just need somebody that can hand off. Right. And he's like, I got you.
We've
then
got a murderer at middle backer that tackles everything. You just need to not fuck this up.
Hand off to Jamal Lewis, and everything's going to be fine.
Jamal Lewis
had
like
2,000
yards.
Score. He was great. Like, it worked out for him, but That's kind of how it works, you know? But I appreciate Trent Dilfer, who is probably like hosting a local radio show or something right now. I appreciate him taking a shot and asking for that private jet.
Steelers receiver Juju Smith-Schuster was spotted raging at a party just hours after the Steelers lost to the Jaguars, and people lost their shit about it.
I love this. I love this.
I love when people do this. When they have a bad day, are they allowed to watch TV at night? Like, are they...
No.
Are they allowed to go to the bar if they've had a rough day?
Watching tape.
No.
I like when people are like LeBron James is like doing his Instagram or whatever, and people are like, you need to be... You didn't make the playoffs last year. You need to be in the gym. Yeah. Oh, it's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday. So you should be in the gym right now.
If you spent less time tweeting and more time practicing foul shots, like what?
That's so stupid.
Like these people only work. Like an accountant's like, all right, I'm done with work, I'm going to go study numbers.
I don't know about you. Like Juju Smith-Schuster. Former Trojan.
Yeah.
He
fast.
They lost a game. I don't know about you, but if I have a bad day, a lot of times I like to go out and sort of blow off some steam and forget my troubles before I get back to my troubles the very next day.
Of course.
So I'll allow that.
And then we're going to finish with a baseball, I would say famous person. I'm not going to say legend. On September 11th, Lenny Dykstra tweeted, hashtag 911, ... neither here, not there, but just think, if you were born on that terrible day, tonight is your last night of being jailbait anywhere in this country.
So, here's someone who's clearly not vetting his tweets, hashtag 911. For 9/11, first of all, and then neither here, not there. I mean, he's so stupid, and I'm like so sick of him. I was sick of him when Bernard Goldberg thought he was a fucking penny stock genius,
declaring him a genius.
Yes, when he was living in Wayne Gretzky's house and it had no furniture, and he's like, I bought DVDs, and he's chewing, and he's talking about how he learned the fucking stock market.
And Bernard Goldberg doing the only journalistic style he can do, where he just asks the same question twice.
Yes.
So you haven't gotten any formal training? No formal training. You mean you haven't gotten any formal training? What the fuck did you just say, Bernie?
Yes. Yes. I really, really am so...
Yeah, and was it Dolomite? Somebody tried to put us in touch with him, and you and
it was Dolomite.
And we just started talking about dongs, and then he started tweeting, hey guys, I don't know what you guys are up to, but I got to get out of here. We just totally donged him out.
Yeah, but then I was also in a DM three-way with Dykstra and Dolomite, and Dykstra was like trying to big time, like, how much do I get paid for this? And I'm like... I don't even care. Like,
garbage.
You're so played out anyway.
You're a terrible, awful, garbage guy.
You're a toothless drug addict piece of shit. Now, he's supposedly going to do like a celebrity fight with the Bagel Boss guy.
I know. But again, haven't we had enough of the Bagel Boss? Like, it was a fun afternoon laughing at him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no more.
I hate them both. And so it would be funny if the Bagel Boss guy kicked the shit out of Lenny Dykstra. But Lenny Dykstra, despite being in his middle 50s and very unhealthy and very on drugs, and, you know, he still was an athlete.
Right.
And he is normal size.
Yeah, the Bagel guy is not.
Bagel guy, I think, is like, I think his height might start with a 4. Like, he might be juicing it up to 5'0" or something.
Yeah,
I think he might be in like
4'11". In the days after that story, there were a lot of pictures and videos of him leaking.
Yeah.
And my goodness, I don't know if I've seen a non-little person that small.
Yeah, I mean, he's really on the borderline. Speaking of 9/11, I made a mistake. I wanted to engage with people on Twitter. So on 9/11, first of all, I went back and looked for some great 9/11 Cornlog, RIP Cornlog tweets, because he would always make me laugh on 9/11. He's no longer with us. He was probably the funniest person ever to be on Twitter.
Miss him.
RIP. But then I started to go back to the people that like to tweet about the Notorious B.I.G. 9/11 conspiracy, because in the, I believe it's the song Juicy where Biggie tweets blow up like World Trade, which of course he or he
right,
raps,
which was in the mid-90s.
Which of course, yeah, it was recorded well before, and people are like, how's that even possible? Like, it makes you think they hadn't blown. But of course, it's about the first World Trade bombing, which everybody knows. And so I retweeted a few of those people that made tweets like that. And then I got a bunch of earnest responses.
Oh, no.
To me and the person I retweeted, where they're like, well, actually, he's talking about the first World Trade Center. And it's like, you know, I'm just trying to have some fun here. I'm just fucking around. You know, I don't need earnest response. Like, if you know me, you know, I'm just fucking around. Like, I'm not really like engaging in the Biggie Smalls 9/11 conspiracy. So. Yeah. That was disheartening. That was my 9/11. That was actually on 9/11.
9/11 was your 9/11.
It was my 9/11 2019.
I'm always
okay. Yes. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment. You're always surprised by earnest replies on Twitter?
No, I'm always surprised by the people who feel the need to say never forget. I mean, unless you've
Who's
had a major
forget?
Head injury.
Who's going to forget?
How would you forget that?
Who's going to forget? And also, it's the, like, Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th is Pearl Harbor Day.
Right.
But it's called Pearl Harbor Day. It's not called December 7th.
Right.
9/11, it's named the date.
How can you forget that one?
Impossible.
I want to remind people, and that was an awful day, and
horrible.
I mean, I was staring at it. I was watching it, like, not on TV. But
yeah, that's crazy.
So yeah, of course I'm not going to forget, but everyone who watched on TV is not going to forget. That has nothing to do with it. I like to remind people that in the hysteria in the year after, when restaurants started renaming French fries Freedom Fries.
Freedom Fries.
That, Freedom I fries. Say never forget to that, because you have to remember how shitty people were.
I like to remember that 9/11, that now a law enforcement agency can go to a judge and get the judge to give them a warrant to go in your house when you're not home and look at your shit and then leave and not tell you in America. In the United States of America, that was made legal and continues to be legal. And also they can listen to your fucking phone conversations and they can do whatever you want. They want. Because we decided collectively to give that away. Because it was worth it. Was it worth it? No. The answer is no. Go fuck yourself. Ed, what's going on in the world of non-sports?
Well, let's... this is a world story. Massive semen explosion after blaze hits bull artificial insemination facility. Firefighter is forced to dodge projectiles.
Projectile bull semen?
Oliver, come down to the animal husbandry station. We've got love chunda everywhere. Love chunda.
This is very similar. Like, what happened to these firefighters is basically exactly the first episode of the Chernobyl miniseries,
yes,
from
where
HBO.
It looked like snow.
Right, where they're like, oh, what's this thing? I'm just going to pick it up. Ah! it's exactly like this, but what happened to the guys at the bull semen factory in Australia is kind of worse.
Yes.
At least the radiation guys at Chernobyl, that fucking killed them. Their bodies rotted from the inside and they died a couple days later. But these bull semen guys, they got sprayed with hot bull semen. And then now they have to know that for the rest of their life. Like they have the PTSD. They always have to live with that. Yeah. It's never going to go away. They probably wish it was radioactive.
They're going to need to go on a few walkabouts to try to forget this one. I better take up playing the didgeridoo again. I could go for some Vegemite. After California's governor signed a pro-vaccine bill into law this week, a protester threw a used, bloody, quote, menstrual cup.
Oof.
I don't even know what that is. I really don't.
Oh, I know what it is.
Like, is there something, like a, something that just collects like a cup as opposed to a pad? Yeah,
it's like a soft rubber cup that you place, a woman would place inside herself. It just goes right over the cervix, kind of like a, or in front of the cervix, kind of like a diaphragm, and it just catches all the menstruation. And then you just rinse it out when you're done, so you don't have to use a tampon.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the protester threw the used bloody menstrual cup at senators from the balcony and screamed, "That's for the dead babies."
What dead babies?
What?
The egg that
you just had a cycle that
right.
You know, that's how the body works. And the pro-vaccine bill is to make sure that people aren't killed.
Right. There's because babies are getting measles now because people aren't vaccinating. So it's actually the bill itself is for the dead babies. It's to prevent the dead babies. So I don't know how the menstrual cup. And also, I mean, I don't, you know me, I've made this very clear. Yes. I'm anti-death penalty in nearly every case because of the fact that occasionally we execute
the wrong
person. Innocent people. And that's, there's not, so for me, the number of innocent people executed acceptable to execute some guilty people is zero. Some might have a different number there. And also, they don't execute any, they don't have capital punishment in any place that we would consider civilized, except for maybe Japan. But beyond that, if I were to make an exception, and I will, it's number one, intentionally causing traffic. You do something, if you go out and stop the freeway to make some sort of point, you get to be killed.
And I don't ever wish that there's an awful accident, but don't you hate when there's rubbernecking and then it's for nothing?
Yes.
When you see
happened to me yesterday.
And you're like, "What? That was why I was waiting all this time?"
Yeah, happened to me yesterday. It was just like a little rear ender.
Yeah, a little rear ender. And everybody had to stop and add a half hour to your commute.
Yeah. Get up. Well, and I also blame the people that had the rear ender because you just get off the freeway. Like your cars are still functioning.
Right.
So just move away so no one has to look at it. But also when I become the king, you will be executed for weaponizing any bodily fluids.
Right.
And
I
still
remember, I have no idea the context. I remember a scene in Oz where that happened, where the guard was walking through and somebody weaponized.
Yeah. And it also happened to Clarice Starling in Silence of the Lambs when Muggs flung
Muggs
cum on her. And he got his, but still.
Right.
It's a death penalty case for me.
Awful. California woman dreamed about eating engagement ring, woke up to find she really did.
So, one time I was in high school and I was like, got really drunk at a party. Mm-hmm. I was drinking off a keg. And I was so drunk that like people had to bring me home. I was probably 16. People brought me home and they put me in my bed and went off on their way. And in the middle of the night, I remember I woke up and I was like basically in a blackout, but also kind of like in a haze. And I walked over to what I thought was the toilet, but it turned out to be my hamper. And I pissed in it. I did a complete urination into the hamper. And I was sort of aware of what I was doing, but wasn't. And then I went back to sleep. And when I woke up in the morning, I was like, holy fuck, did I just piss in my hamper? Did I piss in my hamper last night? So I kind of get this. I mean, but except it would be so hard.
It's a tough swallow. That's a tough swallow.
Yeah.
It
would, yeah. I lived at least you get it back.
I lived with Craigslist threesome guy for a year.
Right. Yeah.
And I got to say, at least once a week, that hamper type situation happened.
Yeah.
And we would just lock him out. Yep. If we heard piss going on, we would just kick him out, lock it, and be like, all right, see you in the morning, buddy. You're out.
Yeah.
And he would just sleep out outside, whatever, wherever.
Like in the hall?
Yeah.
I mean, fair is fair.
Like, you had to buy your own shit. So we bought, like, AstroTurf, like the really scratchy, awful AstroTurf as a rug. So it really took in a lot of urine with surprisingly little odor.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
it soaked it up. The AstroTurf we had in our
it's room. Pretty good.
But when we'd hear that pissing, we'd just immediately charge out, push him out the door, and lock it, and he'd be out in the hall.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that. I like that a lot.
Getting dinner with him in a couple weeks. Excited for it.
Oh, that is last exciting! Yeah, get some stories for us.
We saw a porn star. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Jesse Jane.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's that kind of stuff seems to happen often to Craigslist threesome guys. So let's keep your fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. New Zealand man feared he would lose job. So he brought an emotional support clown to work.
Smart. Smart. Hey, this is the time we're living in, you know?
Right. Use every
people are sensitive.
Use every club in your bag. If you're about to go down.
Fuck yeah.
See how you can milk that job a little bit longer.
Make it hard for them. Or maybe they offer you a little bit more to go away. When you're, right. You know, you come in, let them know, hey, I'm a little more volatile than you expected.
We'll throw in an extra $5,000 if you make you and Bozo not ever show up here again.
So good.
This is a terrifying story to me. Cops called to prevent a 3,000-person hide-and-seek game in a Scottish IKEA.
Well, I don't know how exactly to react to this because at once I hate it and it's terrifying. But also, like, IKEA is the worst place in the world.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny that people would take it over to play hide and seek because also it's a great place to play hide and seek.
It's hard to get out of there.
Yeah. You got to do the full loop.
Yeah. I haven't been there in 10 years, but I imagine the formula is still the same where you think you're out and then all of a sudden you're in like the garden room. It just never ends.
Yeah. Cause you're like, oh, I'm done seeing furniture. And you walk into like a warehouse type area, but it turns out that's like where all the housewares is. And you still need to do a maze of the housewares to get out. Again, good hiding spot. And I wonder if like you have to do that thing where you're like A24, like that's where I'm hiding.
Right.
And then someone has to go to that section to look for you.
The thing about the 3,000 person hide and seek. Is there just one person it?
Yes. I
want to know the rules.
Yeah, because that feels like it would be like 300 games of hide and seek.
Right. I don't know. I think they just wanted to fuck with IKEA. But even to fuck with IKEA, I would never go. I will never go to a place like that.
No, me either. Wouldn't that be like 10% of the population of Scotland was all in that same IKEA.
That's true. But why go there when you can go to the BrewDog Brewery in Scotland? No reason to be in
that's
IKEA.
That's a good point. That's, or any of the many distilleries.
Right. Go to Isla.
Yeah.
An Australian teen fractured her thumb. Doctors botched the surgery and replaced it with her big toe.
Well,
I mean,
that's what socialized medicine will get you.
I can't imagine. I mean, if that happens in the United States, what kind of settlement? That is unacceptable to get a big toe. I mean, toes are fucking disgusting. And now your thumb is so important. I would,
that's why they use a toe.
Right, but geez.
Because any other finger, they're just like, you don't have a finger now. Like, sorry, you don't have a finger because you don't really need any of them. But the thumb, that's the whole opposable thumbs thing. You got to have a thumb.
Yeah, but can't they do?
If possible.
Wouldn't it be better to just try to get like a Luke Skywalker thumb? Like just get a metallic. I'm not saying it has to be all souped up, but what?
Yeah.
A thumb? To thumb? A toe? Would a toe even help you with the doorknob?
It would. So I remember seeing one time something on TV where there was a female rodeo
clown
person. Like, I don't, she must have done that. Do females do the, where they zap the steer's balls and he jumps around?
I mean,
it was either that or the buck and bronco. And I saw a thing where might have been Real Sports, where she'd gotten thrown off and everything that was part of her was thrown free from whatever animal she was harassing, but her thumb remained with the animal. Like she had, you know, they tie it up with the lasso or whatever so they don't fall off. Well, it ripped her thumb off and they showed they had taken her big toe and replaced the thumb with the big toe. And I got to be honest, this chick could look like a 28-year-old Cindy Crawford. And
it's a pretty gross look.
Toe thumb thing. My dick, there's not enough.
Yeah. What if there's some ski pulling going on and you see that there's a toe?
No, I can't. No, stop. That might ruin me for regular sex. Like, I just can't even, I can't possibly think of that being a thing. But hey, they do shit different in Straya. They do, they got all sorts of weird shit that they do down there.
And there's a influx of loose semen, bull semen down there.
That's true. I've heard about that. Maybe there's someone we could ask. Joining us now, just as we're talking about Australia news, which we do occasionally, is our very own Aussie, someone from the land down under, the bottom of the world. Of course, I'm talking about our very own Fancy Sauce. Fancy.
What's up?
Hey, Kate. Do you know anyone in the animal husbandry business in the land down under?
Well, we actually do.
What's animal husbandry?
We actually do. Like where you
inseminate
animals. There was a fire at an Aussie farm where they harvest bull semen. And the Aussie firefighters, the fire brigade, and I imagine down there you guys do it kind of like Gangs of New York, where everybody just shows up with buckets.
We're actually experts in the field of firefighting because we have some of the world's craziest fires.
Yeah, you had a really bad one a couple of years ago. When they came to put out the fire, they were getting splashed with molten bull cum.
Why?
Because it was a place where they harvested and kept
disgusting
bull semen.
That's not true. Is that true?
Yeah.
Gross.
It's a true story. How's it going?
It's going good.
Good to see you. Happy you're here. Were you here last week?
I don't know.
I think you were.
I lose track.
Let's find out what's happening in the world of pop culture.
All I need is Takashi 69, Juggalos, and the Beast.
I saw some Takashi 69 news today. Kate, what's going on in the world of pop culture?
No, like, emails to me this week?
No, there's no emails for you. Sorry. There were some emails earlier, but we knocked them out.
I heard Ish sent an email. Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, were you not here for that?
I don't think
so. That was a couple weeks ago. It was pretty pedestrian. Wow. But it was nice to hear from old Ish.
Yeah.
It was good to know he's out there, but it was a fuck, marry, kill of the Friends.
Gotcha. The broads from Friends.
Yeah, I just say kill everyone these
days. Who would you fuck, marry, kill between Rachel,
Monica,
and Phoebe on Friends? Signed Ish. Three names, three options.
Oh, no, that's so weird to ask a woman who's not into women.
I mean, put yourself...
Like, who would want to fuck?
It's obviously, it's either Jennifer Aniston or...
I guess. Jennifer Aniston, F.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Monica.
Oh, interesting.
Mary.
Oh, interesting.
And Lisa. And then the annoying one
Smelly
with
Asperger's. Smelly cat.
Yeah, she could go.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm with you.
I mean, as the characters, not in real life people. Like...
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, what's going on?
Okay, so here's what's happening. Looks like J-Law, Jennifer Lawrence, might have tied the knot at City Hall, New York, with her boyfriend, Cook. Cook with an E, Cook Maroney.
What's he all about? Is he just a regular dude?
Yeah, I feel like he might be in the art world or finance.
Gallerist.
You said this is Jennifer Lawrence who did this?
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence.
J-Law.
Yeah.
Wasn't she with somebody famous?
Oh, yeah. He's an art gallery owner.
Yeah, she was with Darren.
Nicholas Holt.
Chris
she was
Pratt,
with
right?
for the last 4 years.
Nope.
No, you're thinking of
Anna Faris.
No. J-Law, but I thought they got together on that movie, that horrible space movie they did. They never got together. It was just rumors.
No, yeah, I think it was just rumors. She was with Nicholas Holt, but then after that, she was with the director. He used to be married.
Darren Aronofsky.
Yes.
Oh.
Darren Rachel Aronofsky. Weiss. Rachel Weisz. Weiss. Yes.
Anyway, so they're set to have a wedding party, but looks like they went and tied the knot at City Hall.
I'll tell you something I happen to know about this Jennifer Law. J-Law. Jay Lawrence.
I thought you didn't look at those videos.
She is a fucking freak. And this dude, Cook Maroney, if I see this guy in public, I'm gonna throw this dude a high five, because
I like her a lot. She's funny.
He's getting taken care of. She's a good actress.
She's not annoying, and she's good at
she's a good
job.
Actress, very attractive. Yeah. I could see how people would be annoyed by her, but I don't
she
mind
doesn't,
her.
Are people annoyed by her?
I think so. Oh. Ed Daly, are you annoyed by
Ed,
her?
What do you think?
I wouldn't say I'm annoyed. I felt like there was a stretch where I was getting a little too much of her.
Too much of her.
Yeah.
But I have no problem with her, but it's like
right.
when the media falls in love with someone, then we just heard her laughing all
it's
the time.
Lot.
It's a bit much, but no, she's cool.
Yeah. I'm with you. Very attractive and does the things
mm-hmm.
I like.
Yeah.
I don't know that because
sexually.
I won't look at that stuff.
Sexually, yeah. She does the things I like.
Okay, stop.
If you're separated by great distance,
your kids are going to listen to this.
She
eventually.
Will close the gap
okay.
for you. You know
All
what
right.
I'm saying?
I really hope that children don't ever
she
find this.
She will make you know you're important.
She will make you whinny like a horse.
Okay.
Big time.
Are we good?
It's all on
no,
the
we're
table.
Not. Okay.
There's no hang-ups in the Jennifer Lawrence world. She'd probably bring her friends. She's probably not against that. She'd bring her model friends around to take care of business with you.
Model friends?
She used to be a model. She was a model before she's an actress. Mm,
I didn't know
she's
that.
Like 5'9". Okay, Kate, what else is going on in the world of pop culture?
Saturday Night Live announced 3 new cast members last week. Comic Shane
Asian
Gillis.
Guy?
Are you familiar with Shane Gillis?
No,
I'm not.
Along with openly gay Asian comic Bowen Yang.
Yep.
Not familiar.
Was he already a writer there?
Don't know.
One guy was already a writer there, so it must be that guy.
I think Shane Gillis, think so. Maybe.
Yep. Bowen Yang.
Oh, Bowen Yang. Yeah. And Chloe Fineman, who, that's my girl, been following her on the gram, have been saying for at least a year that she should be on SNL.
She's a comedian.
And then Brian and I actually saw her a few weeks ago in Palm Springs, and I was like, oh, I follow her on Instagram. She's a comic that I follow on Instagram. And then 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, SNL.
This is like White Claw.
I scouted her, basically.
This is like White Claw. White Claw, I'd never heard of White Claw till 2 weeks ago, and then now I've heard about it every day since. And then, like about a month ago, Kay and I are eating lunch, and she's like, "Oh, that girl right there is she's really funny. I follow her Instagram. She should be on Saturday Night Live." And I'm like, "Oh," she's like, "She does really good impressions," and I'm like, "Interesting." And then, like 2 weeks later, I see a thing, and it's she's on Saturday Night Live.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Saturday Night Live. Call me if you want any casting suggestions.
Well, it sounds like there might be an opening. No.
Okay. So this other guy, Shane Gillis, who was one of the three, apparently some homophobic and racist comments that he made on some podcasts. Not that long ago. Yeah,
last year.
Yeah. Calling Chinese people chinks and stuff. Wasn't great.
I think... The worst part of it is that it was just so unfunny.
That is the thing. Dave Chappelle talks about and makes fun of race a lot.
Yes.
And he does it in a funny, clever way.
Yes.
And this guy just sounded like a real hacky goon.
Yeah.
And in that same segment, and I watched a few of his clips, and I was really just bummed out by how unfunny he was. But he was doing the thing where he and his buddy were calling noodles, where they say nudies. Like, hey, I'm going to go get some nudies.
Oh,
he was just like real hacky bullshit. And it was just lame. It was really lame.
It was like, what's up with these Chinese restaurants? Like, you can't even read the menu. It was like something like I didn't find it.
A translator for the waiter. Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
Oh. How did he make it onto SNL?
Another guy that is, you know, he's gone through his share of trouble the last couple of years. Louis C.K. could talk about race in a funny way. This guy, because I don't want to say only a black guy can talk about race. You can pull it off if you're funny. This guy was not funny.
Yeah, you got to be funny. Yeah,
I totally agree. It's the great equalizer.
Yeah.
It's the great equalizer.
And did he do really good impressions? Because like, why?
Usually you need to have characters to be cast on that show. So I don't know. I'm not familiar with him. Wasn't a great look. Wasn't like the most offensive stuff I've heard, but it was the least funny stuff I've heard. So. I could see, you know, how, and apparently they wanted him to apologize more profusely than he did. And he sort of like refused.
I figured Lorne Michaels was going to just fight everyone.
He pulled a Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, Kevin Hart's super famous and can
Do
whatever
fans.
The fuck he wants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shane
Gillis
he has
probably
millions
has
of Instagram followers.
Instagram followers. Yes.
Okay, what else, Kate?
Oh, and sad news, you probably heard the front man from The Cars, which is a dope band, Rick Ocasek, passed away in his sleep peacefully. His his estranged wife, who was still in his life, supermodel. Do you remember Paulina Partskova?
Oh, of course I do.
He was at home recovering from surgery, and she and their two sons, Jonathan and Oliver, had been comforting him, making sure he was comfortable, hanging out, chilling with him. They came over Sunday morning with some coffee and found that he had died peacefully in his sleep, which is the way you want to go.
I think I read that he had emphysema.
Okay.
Or some,
like, I'm not sure what the surgery type was related of
lung
to.
Disease.
Okay. I read. Yes.
Well, RIP, because he was.
Yeah, he's a legend.
He was a legend.
Wrote a lot of songs.
Yeah,
well, I read.
Yes, Ed,
I read. It was heart disease. I think I read that, like, they already had. He died of natural causes, heart disease, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I just read that. But the one thing, when I first read this a couple days ago, when they said, you know, he's 75, and he got separated last year.
Yeah.
When you're in your mid-70s, aren't you supposed to just ride this thing out?
Stick it out, yeah.
And especially then she was when there you're, for him, you're which rich. Was nice.
Yeah.
But
they've been married like 30 years,
right?
At least.
I mean,
around.
It is kind of weird. Like, if my parents were like, "Hey, we're gonna split up.
We're gonna go a different direction." You're like, "What? Yeah.
We already sleep in separate rooms."
Yeah.
Well, just, you know,
Dad wants to fuck.
Keep it up.
Like, Dad wants to go out and fuck. He's got.
He can go out.
Dad needs to get his carrot wet.
And day massage.
Yeah. Yeah. You just just hang in there, like live in different rooms. I mean, they're super rich, so you could have different residences.
Right.
But very sad.
Sad, a talent, and I mean, real underrated Coxman. Because,
oh yeah,
I mean, talent can carry you pretty far. But Paulina Poroskova in like the early 90s,
she was the top of the supermodel game.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
She was the one when he got it.
Good for him.
And kept it.
He reminds me of Howard Stern.
Put a they couple babies in look. It. Yeah, they're tall and skinny with black hair.
They all
huge beaks.
Joey Ramone never had the women like Ocasek landed, but they're all in that same ballpark.
Yep. What else, Kate?
You'll like the story. An audience member at Betrayal, a Broadway play that Ed's probably seen because he likes Broadway.
He goes to a lot of shows.
I do. Could you refresh my memory? What is Betrayal?
Betrayal is a play with actor Tom Hiddleston.
Okay, that's the
British
Loki
actor.
Guy, right?
Tom Hiddleston. He's British. He plays Loki in the Avengers.
I've seen him rumored to be another Bond, and I'm not. He's not quite the guy.
You know what he's probably most famous for is dating Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. He had a fake relationship with Taylor
Swift.
He was in a movie, and it's like it's in an apartment building. It's
based on a good novel.
It's in the future, and it's an apartment building, and he lives in the apartment building, and then there's all sorts of other weird people that live in the apartment building, and then. For some reason, none of them can leave the apartment building.
It's called High Rise.
Oh, my God. Worst fucking movie.
Oh, I like that movie.
Oh, my God. I saw it on a plane. So awful.
I watched it on the same flight, I think.
Non-linear. Didn't understand what was going on. Really weird.
It's based on a pretty well-known.
Dislike. Fuck Loki. Not
novel.
So he's in a musical called Betrayal?
Okay, so I don't know if it's a musical.
Oh,
it's just a play,
okay,
I think.
That's
so,
good.
I actually don't
hate plays.
If they're short.
If they're
also,
short. But I'm saying
Harold,
it could be.
If you're going to see a play, go see like a Harold Pinter play, which is what this is. Like a really good playwright.
I prefer Tennessee Williams.
Okay.
I want to be able to say a playwright.
Don't be a weirdo.
Yeah.
I was thinking Arthur Miller.
Anyway.
Yes.
I'm out. We've done all of them.
According to a commenter on the All That Chat message board. Which must be some Broadway related.
Like All That Jazz. Yeah.
Ed, you know, All That Chat.
Ed
revealed
gets notifications.
That a person in their row at the performance, a well-dressed young woman in her 30s, felt the play very deeply, and she wasn't low-key about it.
Oh.
He says, "My companion could feel a rhythmic banging against his armrest, punctuated by occasional low moans and giggles.
Whoa.
It got faster and faster until there was one slightly louder ha, and she resumed her normal seat position, put her head back, and closed her eyes."
Stop it. Was it Jennifer Lawrence?
and then during a scene in the play where Hiddleston walked downstage and passionately kissed his co-star, the panting woman kicked off round two.
Oh,
again,
two
adjusting
sessions.
Her seat, furiously pounding her armrest, letting out a ha, and dozing off.
This is the story that confirms the guy who wrote to us last week who said, Has a woman ever been satisfied enough?
Yeah, right, right.
Look at them. They're fucking the seat rests and plays.
Ed, did you have a similar reaction when Lin-Manuel Miranda was rapping at you during a particularly poignant moment in Hamilton?
What we have here is Alan Burr. You cannot call me sir.
George Washington, you are not my son. You are the father of the country.
Have you seen it?
No.
Are you just making
that's
it
how
up?
What I'm picturing it being
Ed,
like.
Ed, are you freestyling?
Awful.
John Adams is not my kind of guy. He didn't invent the French fry.
What else, Kate?
Okay. Milo Yiannopoulos.
Oh, good dude. One of my favorites. Salt of the earth.
Do we all know who he is?
Yeah, he's a troll.
He's former editor at Breitbart.
Yep.
Built his brand around supporting Gamergate and trafficking in a lot of racist, misogynistic, Islamophobic, anti-Semitic fucking rhetoric.
Bleaches the tips.
Yeah, and then really his career peaked when he suggested that sex between adult men and boys as young as 13 could be perfectly consensual. At which point he subsequently lost his book deal, job, invitation to speak at CPAC, and was deplatformed by pretty much every platform except something called Telegraph, which, I don't know. Ed, are you on Telegraph too?
If I have time after I've read all my Broadway news.
Ed, did you, when this all went down, did you get together with the guys at the NAMBLA meeting and defend?
Be proud, be strong. Be a man so boy this- lover.
Milo. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know if he registered as a joke for the Midwest Fur Fest, which is a furry convention. Do you guys know what furries are?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, we do.
Do I?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Stupid question.
If I were to be a furry, what animal would I be? What fur?
Ooh.
What fur, baby? Would I go as?
You would be like this one here.
Oh, that's like a green and yellow fox.
Well, there is that furry scene in Hamilton.
Oh,
do is put a wig on my hair, but on my side, I like to fuck a giant stuffed teddy bear.
Anyway, he got.
So what's going on?
I don't know. He got banned. He got banned from this fur festival.
Oh. Couldn't have. I mean, guy.
Yeah.
No one wants him.
He's been deplatformed.
But he, when asked for comment on the banning, he responded, "I'm going anyway, and I'm taking friends.
Oh, good.
They
for
best
him.
Be ready.
Good for him.
Yeah, go yeah. Milo.
He'll resurface at some point.
I'm just gonna call him Milo.
Yes. What else, Kate?
Okay. I've got some news about Flip or Flop. Star, is he a star? Should I say star? The star of Flip or Flop, Tarek El Moussa.
Yeah, pretty close.
Tarek
El Moussa. Yeah. Yes, Ed's aware. So Tarek El Moussa is a guy who lives around here. He's had a show with his wife where they flipped houses.
I can hear Paul
on HGTV.
Yelling at me that I got his name wrong.
He threatened to fight our friend Walk Off HBP on Twitter because he searches his own name. And now
that was the best.
But now he's since gotten divorced.
I feel like you should. I'm going to read you this story. Then you should reach out.
He's since been divorced from
Tarek.
Christina.
Christina. So Christina,
who is so overrated. Like so everyone loves her, and she's just okay looking. She's just
fine.
Like a normal.
So here's
chick.
The thing: they split up. She moved on, and she married Wheeler Dealer's host Ann Anstead in 2018, and then they had a baby earlier this month. So Tarek has been trying to catch up. Because you don't want to be the one that is left behind and somebody, you know, the ex moves on and is happy. So Christina gifted Anne.
Speak for yourself.
Christina gifted Anne a silver 1958 Porsche 356A 1600 Reuter Coupe. So that's a nice vintage car for his 40th birthday back in March, right?
Yes.
And
oh,
I'm
yes.
sure that like Tarek.
How are they so rich?
Knew about that.
How are these people so rich? HGTV doesn't pay like this.
Tarek is dating
Tarek.
Tarek and Milo.
Tarek.
Tarek is dating someone called Heather Ray, who's also on a show.
Everybody's Netflix on a reality
Selling
show.
No, she's on Netflix's Selling Sunset. Is that a reality
Sounds
show?
Sounds like it.
Okay, so she's 32 for her 32nd birthday. They've been dating for 3 months. Oh, also, she looks just like Christina. Just another blonde.
Yeah.
He bought her. So apparently, in a very, very trash, cringeworthy Instagram post, Heather writes, "I've had the best birthday with the best man." And then she's tagged him. She continues, "I've waited 32 years to meet this special man.
You've
I'm a hopeless romantic
zero?
To my core and always believed in true love. My advice is to wait and don't settle for anything less. On our first date, he asked me what my dream car was. I said a white Ferrari and ... hashtag soulmates."
Oh my fucking
Tarek
God.
Tarek has purchased Heather Ray,
oh my God.
A white Ferrari.
Is he going to take care of the maintenance
for her birthday?
On that?
3 months into dating
oh,
her because
God.
He feels so emasculated that Christina has moved on, gotten married, had a baby, and gifted her husband a much cooler car.
Oh my God.
So this seems like some one-upsmanship.
Keeping up with the Joneses. Unbelievable.
The only time I saw any of these shows.
His favorite car is a white Ferrari.
Nobody.
What's wrong with you?
What shows have you seen?
Like all the HG. I've never seen it except for one day, Jury Duty. I sat there for like 8 hours and they had it at such a loud volume. I tried to read and these clowns were just shouting about, they're so excited to talk about themselves and these housing projects.
Oh, was it Tarek?
Well,
and Christine?
I saw the
Flip
I
or
saw
flop?
Property Brothers. I saw, oh, like, there were like four of them. There were about four or five of these shows just sitting there. It was awful.
The Property Brothers are twins and they
look
like,
and they look like they're going to make out. They get real close to each other and talk.
One's the designer and the other one's the contractor. And they're so fucking rich. You have no idea. They have all these brands that they're associated with. What else, Kate?
And my favorite story of the week. Politico published a piece recently which shows pictures of Jerry Falwell Jr.
Love this.
Partying, drinking, mingling with the opposite sex at a Miami beach club. Nightclub in July 2014. Has tried to claim that the images were photoshopped. The owner of the photography company is outraged because he has a reputation to uphold.
That's right.
And these photographs are most definitely not photoshopped. So,
I love when, yeah. So what happened is there was pictures of, Jerry Falwell getting loose at a club
with
in
his
Miami.
Whole family, like sisters, yeah. like a whole bunch of
and
them.
And he denied it. And then he's like, no, they, somebody's out to get me, my haters. So they photoshopped me at this club. And then the guy that takes the pictures is like, well, hold on, let me go look at all my other pictures. And he's like, oh, wait, no, I got a whole bunch.
Like so many.
More. Yeah. Yeah. Like dunk. This is in addition to Jerry Falwell buying a gym for his male personal trainer with funds from his school that he.
Yeah. Liberty University.
Right. Well, good for him. Sounds like a good guy. His old man was a good guy, too.
Yeah, good guy.
Is that it, Kate?
America's First Family. That's it.
Okay. For Kate McManus, for Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 286 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Known as fancy pop to you and me, talking loud comments, conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others, top podcast man, no one is above us, 5-star, even the haters will love us, and we're not trying to talk politics a lot, we'd much rather talk about dicks a lot, shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top, top podcast man, it really hits the spot, listen up, you players and shot callers, TBS.
TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.